Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Shir and Mishnayos. We're holding Maseches Shavuos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Gimel. Shavuos Ha'edus Ketzad. What is the steps, what is the case exactly of this Shavuos Ha'edus we've been speaking about? We sort of spoke out the idea already, in the course of learning the previous Mishnayos, but now this Mishnah focuses on it directly. So how does the Shavuos Ha'edus work? Amar L'shtayim, a person says to two people, Bo v'ha'iduni, you two should come and testify on my behalf. Shavuos She'eino Yodim Loch, and they in turn say, they take an oath, and they say, we don't know anything about your court case. They're sure that we don't know any testimony about your case. Or if they say to him, they don't use the word shvur, they just say, we do not know. And then he says back, I swear you as it is, I put an oath on you about that. And they say amen to that. These two cases, even either they saying the shvur, or them starting the conversation by saying, we don't know, and then the person who's involved in the court case putting the shvuah on them and them saying amen. Either one won't be chayav, and as we said in the previous Mishnah, if it's a mazid, it would be malchus, and if it's a shogeg, it would be a korban olav yorid. Actually, I should correct myself. You're not chayav shogeg in this case. Only on the mazid, one is chayav korban olav yorid. Hishpia aleihem chamisha pa'amim chutz lebeistin. If five times this sort of event happened, where he made them take a shvuah outside of beistin, and then they come to Basin and they admit, meaning they say, we were lying, we actually no testimony. Paturim, they're Patur. Kafru, if they come to Basin and in Basin they continue to deny the fact that they know something, they will then be chayv on every one of those shvuos they took outside of Basin. And what if the shvuot took place in front of Basin five times, and then they continue to deny it in Basin, and again, we're finding out at the end of the day that they were lying, obviously. In Chayavin El Achas, they'll only be Chayav one time. For some reason, the five Shuas in Basin will only be Chayav one time. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Ma'atam. Rabbi Shimon is, what is the reason for that? Ho ve'enem yichom lachzor lehodos. Being that they cannot go back and admit, so they'll only be Chayav one time. Let's see what's going on here in the Rav. The Rav says, Ubo the Basin v'hodu paterim. The Rav is already in the middle of our Mishnah, where they come to Basin and they admit after swearing a number of times outside of Basin. You can even add in that they continued to deny everything outside of Basin. They took a shvua that they don't own anything. They kept up that denial outside of Basin, and they come to Basin and they admit, still be potter. She'en kfir chutz Basin chashuva kfir. A denial outside of Basin, which is what their shvua was, isn't considered anything in our context. Doesn't add up to a chir. The kafru bin Basin chayim kolach rachas. If they deny everything in Basin after swearing falsely outside of Basin, and denial takes place in Basin, will be chayav in every one of the shvuos they took place that took place outside. Because the verse says, "V'hoi ki yesham le'achas me'ela," will be that if he will be guilty of one of these things, it's a list of different avayers over there. "V'chayav kol achas ve'achas," but we use those words to mean that one is chayav on every single time. So every shvuah over here will be chayav for the afterwards when he admits he denies and then it comes out he was lying in Basin. Ma'atam, in the last case, we say that if the shvuas themselves take place in Basin, one will only be chayv one time. So Rabbi Shimon said, Ma'atam, ain chayv no achas afilu shasku v'kafir l'besof. Why are they only chayv one time? Even if they're quiet and they deny it in the end, lo amin kfira kayama akuhu v'chayovim al ko achas v'achas. Why don't we say that kfira, that denial, goes on every one of those shvuas? So why don't we do that to make them chayv on each one, as we did when the shvuas took place outside of Basin? Hoel, being that the ilu kafir be Basin, if they deny things in Basin, mepam rishona shuv la yichon lachzor lehodos, then they can never admit anymore, right? She kfar yigidu she'enam yodim lo shum edus. They've already said now in Basin that they don't know any testimony about this case, right? Ushfishuv enam chozim agidim. There's a rule that in Basin one can testify to something and then cannot go back and testify about it again. So in this way, the shvuos that took place out of Basin went away more valid, meaning to say, testimony said outside of Basin, a fact stated outside of Basin, does not preclude the ability to say something different in Basin. But if it's said in Basin initially, one cannot then go and retract. So saying it five times in Basin is no different than saying it once. Once you've said it, you can't say anything else. Hilkach, therefore, avagav de lo kofer el v'sof, even though they all denied it at the end, right? Kol ha-shvuos ha-yu levatala. All the shvuos were all levatala, chutz min rishon, except for that first one. The imash shasku rishon kfirihi. being quiet initially, if that would be called kfira, shuv einam ru'uyim ha'ashpia, and they wouldn't be able to take a shvuah anymore. They had to take one shvuah. The main kfira harim mishpoim ve'omdim. And even if there's no denial, so they already took a shvuah about it. Amaz shvuah al shvuah. Yeah. Al korchach mi kikasiva achas l'chayev al ka'achas ve'achas. It has to be when the Torah wrote la'achas, I mean the chayev in every one of them. Ashvuah chutz beistin v'kafir beistin kasiva. It has to be our case. The shvuah took place outside of beistin, and the denial was in beistin. The shvuahs chutz beistin shayim ashbiyan shivo beistin v'yidu lo yotzul latal. The shvuahs that were outside of beistin, where he's swearing that that he should come to beistin and testify if he has anything, and he's saying he does not. So those are not latal. There, it's fitting to be divided up. If he would have denied it, it would be fitting to take another shvuah there. Yeah. So thereby, that's how we're understanding that must be the case from our pesukim over here. So 1 second. So yeah, that's pretty good. So it continues the next mishnah over here. It says mishnah dal kafri shnei ka'achas. If the both of them deny it at once, shneim chayv and the both be chayv. Bezeach is if one after another. Arishon chayv, vasheni patr. Only the first one will be chayv, the second one will be patr. Kofar echad behoda echad. What if one of them denied knowing anything, one admitted? Hakofar chayv, the one who denies is chayv. Hayushtei kita edim. There are two sets. Kofar rishon of achar kofar shnia. And the first set denies knowing anything. And then the second set. Shneim chayv, both be chayv once it's found out that they actually know testimony. Because the edus could have been fulfilled with either group. Let's see here, the Rav says, Kofri shneim ke'achad, b'toche de'idibor, meaning within toche de'idibor of each other. They'll be both chai. But if b'zeach ezeh, shayeh bein ezeh lezeh yosem k'de'idibor, if between the two testimonies of these people, there was a bigger gap of time than toche de'idibor, harishon chayev, avol sheni pater. Why is the second one pater? Shkem shekofar harishon shuv ena sheni roi lahai. Being the first one is denied any facts and knowing any facts about the case. The second one is no longer fitting to testimony. Shu yichidi, he's now just an individual aid. An individual aid never gets anything done in basin. Shtei chayavos, but now we're talking about two groups. Two groups always be chayiv. Why? Gemara part. Gemara asks on this. Rishona amai chayavos. I come a kachni. Why should the first group be chayiv anything? Second group is there, and the second group can be effective. Amai v'sidur rishonim b'kfirasim. First group, denying that they know anything, haven't caused a loss. The second group should be affected. When Mishani the Gemara answers, the Masisin Ari Kigon, Shaya Edim Shalkat Shinya Krovim Bitnishosehen. Interesting. The Mishnah is talking about that those witnesses that are in the second group are actually related through their wives. Shalai Shem Lahaid, they actually were not at all fitting to testify, Kishakofra Katrishono, when that first group denied knowing anything. Then the second group jumps in and says they know anything, or gets questioned about it, they actually wouldn't have not been fitting to testify. And it should say in Gosisos, but as it is, their wives are on their deathbeds. Mauditema, what would you have thought? Given the Kaimalan Rov Gosim Amisa, being that we know there's a general pattern that most people are on their deathbeds will die. Havaluhu ki ilu mesu, we should consider as if they've already died, if it's Ipater Katri Shona, Daikam Mishni, we should therefore pater that first group, because the second group's around anyway. So the first group denying that they know anything, it was not consequential, because the second group anyways should have come forward. Kamash Mala, it's not the case, the Gemara tells us. And we're teaching over here, Hashta, Miha lo shachov. At the current time, these wives are not dead. Now it comes out that at the time of denial of knowing anything, there was really only one kosher group. And therefore, that group is chayav. But it comes out, it really would be the case. If you had two kosher groups, the first group would be off the hook because the second one should be coming through and fulfilling the correct testimony. And if they don't, that's not the first group's problem. Thank you for listening. We'll continue next time.